WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Bob Weir is best known as a founding member of the Grateful Dead. In recent years, he's continued to tour, performing Grateful Dead material with a group called Dead & Company. Now Weir has released a solo album, his first album of entirely new material since 1978. It's called Blue Mountain, and our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Gold strike, the gold spike, the want of a nail, and every brass rail my thirst ever rode. And whatever happened to Rose?
And on Blue Mountain, Bob Weir sings about pinto ponies and ghost towns, about saloons and coyotes, about cowboys and something he calls the misery train. Although he's backed by a band, it's not the Dead. And this solo album really does sound like a solo piece, the work of a man who cherishes his solitary moments, times for reflection and dreaming.
In the daylight is later, the work is nearly done. In the quiet of the evening, there's a song.
That's Cottonwood Lullaby. Its lyric was co-written by Josh Kaufman, who produced this album, and Josh Ritter, who co-writes most of the material here. Nevertheless, it's very much a Bob Weir album. His sensibility and his voice, which is at once strong and ghostly, suffuse every line, every melody, every theme. On Only a River, Weir and Ritter take the 19th century folk song O Shenandoah and imbue the Shenandoah River with mystical properties. As they see it, the river transforms life into a better place merely by its continued existence.
Well, I was born up in the mountains, raised up in a desert town, and I never saw the ocean till I was close to your age now. Oh, Shenandoah, long to see you. Hey,
while the Grateful Dead has rarely had anything interesting to say musically about women, one song on Weir's record, Lay My Lily Down, is a marvelous exception to that history. It summons up the memory of a wild child daughter whose grave is now being dug. Terse and tense, it gives this young woman her due as a free spirit that is rising from the earth even as her body is being lowered into it.
Well, the first time I saw my newborn girl, she was pulling on her mama's hair. The sun coming through the window, and I don't know her anywhere. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, to lay my lily down, to lay my lily down.
It's significant that the most intriguing song on this album is the only one whose songwriting credit belongs solely to Weir. It's called Ki-Yi Bossy, and begins with its narrator in a 12-step meeting in a cold church basement, wincing at its harsh fluorescent light. We're no longer outside roaming the country. The song takes us inside, inside a troubled mind, into a dream of escape that is sadly elusive.
In a cold church basement, one November Friday night, come along, come along. In a 12-step meeting under harsh fluorescent light, now that's bright, hey, come on. I know I deserve to be there, but I don't remember why. I was looking for salvation, but nothing caught my eye. My turn to tell my story, and I guess it's worth a try. Come along, come along, come along, come along. Come a kind bossa, come a bossa, come along, come kind.
On another lovely song, Gallop on the Run, Kaufman and Weir create the musical equivalent of a vast open territory, something out of a John Ford Western shot in Monument Valley. The lyrics by Weir and Kaufman have a certain Western movie flair as well, with phrases about outrunning the sheriff's mare, finding work punching cows, and a valley wide with grass. But it's the sound of Weir's voice sweeping across the sonic landscape like a strong breeze that brings the song to its full beauty.
The sand and the sun. Her gallop on the run. A monument in film. She'd not quite yet become. Now I'm almost out of time.
Weir has said that some of this album was inspired by his time spent working as a ranch hand in Wyoming when he was 15 years old. Now, in his late 60s, Bob Weir has made his version of a memory album, but it's never weary or nostalgic. It achieves a glowing serenity that can only be earned by long experience.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Blue Mountain, the new solo album from Bob Weir.